In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who gives us that great promise, he will raise us up on the last day, especially as he feeds us with the bread of life, his very body himself. We've got two stories that far surpass Ripley's, believe it or not. We have two stories tonight from God's Word that goes way beyond any human experience or any human reason that people can have. First of all, in the Old Testament, as Brian helped us with the children's sermon here, all about Elijah. Let me share with you again just a couple of verses. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched Elijah and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So Elijah got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. Even greater we have in the gospel reading from John chapter 6, where Jesus says to the 5,000 who came to look for him the next day to feed their stomachs, but he said to them and to us, "I tell you the truth," Jesus says, "he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life," Jesus says. "Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. Here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die." Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Live forever, Jesus says. Story, true story, many years ago, there was a party of engineers that had gone down to South America. While they were down in South America, they got lost in the jungles. And as their food ran out, they were getting hungry, and they saw all these bushes with all kinds of red berries in it, and they decided that they would try and eat those. Well, it satisfied their hunger, and it was just fine, except when the rescue party came a couple of weeks later, everyone was dead. Not because the berries were poisoned, but because the berries were worthless. Absolutely no good. Everyone died with their bellies full, but it was worthless food. I tell you that story at the beginning here because I want to ask you, what's the red berries in your life? What are the things that fill up your life, maybe stress you out, maybe have all kinds of things that keep you from really feeling satisfied and really feeling good in this life? This is the second of that three-part series of Jesus telling us that he is the bread of life. Last week, we talked about all these other things that are of this world that people are trying to get and to feel filled up with and how frustrated that they become. What is it? What's the red berries, or what's the things that fill up our life that maybe stress us out, or maybe that is not fulfilling for us? There's lots of different things, as these signs show us. Maybe it's work, or maybe it's either our health or the health of someone else, a career or friends or whatever it is. I ask you tonight, what is it that is keeping Jesus from feeding you as he wants to feed you tonight? Jesus comes and wants to rescue us and wants to feed us before it's too late. He wants to come and give us the true bread, the true food that lasts to eternal life. And so he says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." We have a bit of a story like that at the beginning in this Old Testament scripture. I invite you to read 1 Kings chapters 18 and 19. Tonight's reading comes from 1 Kings 19. Brian, you had mentioned about 1 Kings 18 as well. I don't know if you remember the story of Elijah, but Elijah had come and he threw down a challenge. 850 prophets of Baal. 450, my math is really bad. 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah. That's 850, my math isn't too bad. 850 prophets against Elijah. And the challenge was, who's the true God? Elijah says, "Tell you what, you make an altar and you put your sacrifice on there, and you call to your gods, I'll make an altar, and I'll call to my God. Whichever God sends down fire from heaven on that altar, that's the true God. And Elijah, being the great man that he is, says, you go first. He knew. He knew very well. And maybe you know the story. 1 Kings 18, these 450 prophets, maybe the Asherah prophets too, 850 prophets, they're dancing around and they're doing all kinds of stuff to try and wake their God up. And of course, all day long they're trying this. And of course, it doesn't work. But then Elijah says, pour some water on this sacrifice. Pour some water, not just once, but three times. Pour it on the sacrifice, pour it on the wood, pour it on the stones, and even dig a trench around and fill that trench up with water. Whoa. And then Elijah calls to God. Do you know the story? And God sends down fire from heaven, and it eats up everything. The stones and the wood and the sacrifice, and even laps up all the water. And all the people will, whoa, Elijah's God is a true God. Now you'd think that would be a great thing for Elijah, wouldn't you? But the way the story goes, and Brian told it, the children this, and it's amazing. It's shortly after that, maybe it's the next day, that wicked Queen Jezebel says, I'm going to kill you, Elijah. And Elijah runs for his life. Here God has just done this wonderful thing, has just helped Elijah to see who the true God is, and here he's afraid of a woman, Jezebel. He runs for his life, and he goes about 100 miles into the desert, and he's so tired, he lays down under a broom bush, a broom tree. And he says, God, take my life. I'm so tired, I just want to die. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been so frustrated with life? Things going so bad, maybe depressed or stressed out or whatever it is, that you just say, oh, Lord, let me go to sleep and then take me home. Boy, I've talked to a lot of people and know it myself very well, how that feeling can come. But God had more for Elijah to do. And so God came, as we heard in that reading, and as Elijah is sleeping, he sends an angel down, pokes him, and he says, hey, get up and eat. And here's some bread and water. Elijah eats. He lays down again, sleeps again. The second time, he gets up and he eats that bread and drinks that water, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he goes to the mountain of God, Horeb, where God is going to speak to him some more. And that's another whole story there. What fantastic divine food that God gave to Elijah. But even greater is what Jesus talks to us tonight. Even greater than food that lasts 40 days and 40 nights is what Jesus is talking about tonight and he gives to us. Now, Jesus promises all people this food. But not all people know Jesus as the living bread of life. There's a lot of people that think Jesus is like Santa Claus, or maybe the Easter Bunny, or maybe the Tooth Fairy. You know, it's one of these stories Mom and Dad told me about when I was little, and it's really not true, but it's just a great little story. A lot of people think of Jesus as just one of those Bible heroes. You know, kind of like, I don't know if you recognize these or not, Abraham and Moses and David and Jesus. They kind of lump them all together. And they say, oh, Jesus is just one of those kind of nice Bible stories. You know, you talk about it in Sunday school, you go to vacation Bible school, but it's really not important for my everyday life. Jesus wants to come and rescue those people. He wants to come and help them to know how much greater that Jesus is for you and for me. He says, anyone who eats me, Jesus says, anyone who feeds on me, the living bread of life, will have life now and have life forever. And that's the great desire that God has, is to give us life now and forever. As Jesus says this to the people start grumbling and complaining. And they say, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, I came down from heaven, and I'm the living bread, and if you eat me, you'll live forever? They had this kind of acquaintance with Jesus, but no relationship whatsoever, no faith kind of relationship with him. And so Jesus says very clearly to them and to us, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. It's written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Faith in Jesus Christ, the relationship with Jesus Christ, is the real food that he gives us to eat. The two girls who were baptized tonight received that through baptism. You got the Holy Spirit as the waters of baptism were given to you, and that faith is planted in your heart. You and I, in our baptisms, we daily have that, receive that wondrous blessing once again, where the Holy Spirit continues to work in our hearts and in our minds as a result of the gift of faith given to us at baptism. He continues to work in us also through his word that he gives to us as we read it and study it and hear it and know it and memorize it, and it's a part of our lives each and every day. Jesus says, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Jesus was speaking this to this 5,000 folks that had come to find him that next day. They were looking for food for their stomach, forgetting that Jesus wanted to give them so much more. Last weekend, we talked about the petition of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. But you know, Jesus gave us 7 petitions in the Lord's Prayer, not just one. The world will talk about give us this day our daily bread and want the daily bread. But they forget about thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, and hallowed be thy name, and forgive us our trespasses, and don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You understand, Jesus wants to give us so much more than just the daily things of this world. In fact, he invites us to feast on him each and every day, to be fed by him each and every day. The food that truly will satisfy and feed us and satisfy us for eternal life is Jesus Christ. And so the question tonight is, how do you eat Jesus? Well, as Jesus talks to us, we eat him through his word and the sacraments, the gifts that he gives to us. We obey what he says for us to do. Bring your children to be baptized, which he did. We remember our baptism. Come and hear God's word. We share it with our children. We talk about it as we sit down and as we walk around, as the scriptures tell us. We constantly have Jesus as he feeds us, as he gives us Holy Communion. We come faithfully to receive his true body and his true blood in the bread and the wine, as he gives us that as well. We are so blessed in our day and age. We are so blessed in being able to feast on Jesus in many, many ways. All the technology that we have, all the apps that are on all the electronics of scriptures and devotions and reminders about Jesus. The portals of prayer, if we still like those, the booklet kind of a thing. All kinds of ways that Jesus says, I'm the living bread. And if you eat of me, you will live forever. I continue to pray, and join with me in praying that Jesus continues to feed us with himself, the living bread from heaven, and helps us to grow in that. And we've got that living bread to share with others, those who don't know Jesus yet and who are starving, literally starving, in their lives. May Jesus, the true bread of life, continue to feed us unto life everlasting in his precious name. Amen. And as Jesus feeds us, may the peace of God that passes all our understanding always keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.